This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
405 DGS on KMOX. Attorney Brad Young joins us. Brad is the best. Brad is what I meant to be as a lawyer, but my lack of talent and skill held me back. So here I am, rodeo clown. Brad, you have a general practice, right?
I do mostly employment law on the defense side, representing those nasty, evil companies that everyone's always suing.
Yeah, well, that's perfect because our first topic is about reverse discrimination.
Yeah, it is. And what's interesting about this is when people think about discrimination, we always think about minority groups, whether that's racial or gender or whatever. But this is a case that's going up to the Supreme Court, and actually it's at the Supreme Court, and they're ready to hear oral arguments on this case. And what happened is a straight lady had been working for a company for years. She was then in 2017, her boss became someone who was gay, and she alleges, the plaintiff alleges, she was discriminated against because the only people getting promoted after that point were homosexuals and no one straight was being promoted. So, you know, she filed a lawsuit, which is, you know, what I encourage everyone to do, because the more lawyers that are employed, the better we are as a society.
Well, I've got a daughter probably going, so I'm with you.
So, yeah, it's different. And the Supreme Court really has never dealt with this case. But here's what I think is legally interesting here, Dave. I won't dive too far into the weeds. But back in 1973, the Supreme Court set up a rule in reverse discrimination cases saying that if you are in the majority group, whatever that is, racial, gender, sex, whatever, if you're in the majority group, then you have to present additional evidence to win your case. And so with the case that's going to the Supreme Court now, all the courts have ruled against her. And in her brief, I actually read her brief to the Supreme Court, and this was, to me, the takeaway quote, is that judges must actually treat plaintiffs differently, first by separating them into majority and minority groups, and then impose additional requirements for the former, but not the latter. In other words, to enforce Title VII's rule of workplace equality, courts must apply the law unequally. And I think that's an interesting argument, because last year we had that Harvard case where Asians were not admitted into Harvard because they weren't the right minority group. And the Supreme Court has said, if you want to stop discrimination on the basis of race, then simply stop discriminating on the basis of race. And I'll be interested to see whether that same idea applies here.
So, Brad, do they still talk about protected classes? And if they do, would that mean that straight, cisgendered people are not protected?
Well, yeah, there still is that protected class. Age, anyone basically 45 and up is in a protected class. Racial and gender. There's some issue on gender now as to whether transgendered people constitute a protected class. We don't know that yet. But yeah, there are still protected classes. And so, you know, a 50-year-old white, straight female isn't really going to fit into anything other than age protected class. And in this case, there's no evidence that age had anything to do with it. So she's not in a protected class. But then that raises the question, can you discriminate against someone on the basis of sex if they're not in a protected class? That's essentially the question.
Brad, maybe this is a silly question, but what was the like original point in creating these protect? Was it just like, okay, these are classes of people who are not protected at this point, so now we're going to go in and make these rules, but it's just still carrying over into 2025?
Well, we still have, Rachel, we still have those protected classes, like I mentioned, and they those classes do get extra protection. In fact, you automatically, in a lawsuit that's filed alleging that discrimination, you if you're in a protected class, you overcome that first hurdle of saying, is there any discrimination at all if you're in a protected class? But once you get across that initial hurdle, the question before the Supreme Court now is that do white straight people not or can you discriminate against white straight people on the basis of sex when the actual Civil Rights Act of 1964 says you cannot discriminate on the basis of sex? So does it apply or does it not apply? And interestingly enough, I think this court is going to try to resolve that issue.
Which way do you think they'll go?
In this instance, I think they're going to fall down on the side of don't discriminate. You were not supposed to be discriminating against everyone. In this case, there is evidence that gay people were being promoted. This lady was not. Her track record was perfect before the gay supervisor came in. So I think based on that evidence, I think the court will find that you cannot discriminate against someone just because they're not in a protected class.
And Luigi Mangione, who shot the United Healthcare guy, could he walk? Are there really procedural things that could cause a mistrial or something?
Well, there are. And just like in the Idaho murders case, which we're hearing a lot about this week as well, that guy, there's always, as you know, Dave, there are always procedures or evidence or motions to try to exclude evidence. And if you get a certain types of evidence excluded, then, yeah, people walk. So in this Luigi Mangione case, there's the possibility, but I certainly wouldn't call it a probability. But what I think is interesting is apparently his fans keep sending him photographs, and he had to issue a press release stating, when you send me pictures, you have to limit it to 5 photographs. There's just a lot of things you could mine there for humor.
Man, crazy. And Birkenstocks are design, not art, correct?
Well, anyone who's been to New York, I have. You go to Times Square, there's knockoff stuff everywhere. You can make knockoff stuff if you don't use the trademark name. You can make something right now that looks like a Birkenstock and call it, you know, the DGS stock, and you could sell it all you want. But in Germany, where Birkenstock is based, they try to get added protection by saying Birkenstocks are works of art, and therefore they can't even be copied with a different name. And the court said, no, you know, we like our Birkenstocks, but they're not works of art.
Cool. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure.
He's a wheeler.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some of the same vibe.
Just like no nonsense, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, just get to the point.
Yeah.
Get to the point. You stupid things are they're not... How's anything mass-produced art?
Here he goes. We rattled his cage.
Yeah. That's because they're greedy, though, man. They're just like, yeah, give us all the money.
So you turned your camera off to eat a sandwich?
I did. Yeah, nobody needs to see that. It's pretty close to my face,
man. I think there are
a few
freaks out there that like to see that.
I love watching people eat. I am a freak, but I love watching people eat.
Man, I feel like I'm sitting... There we go. I'm sitting in a dang closet. Now I'm better. Stupid sun.
You're really letting your hair grow.
It's kind of getting... problematic.
I like it. Yeah. It's at a good stage.
Nah, I don't like it.
It's nice and wavy.
I mean, I'm going to let it go for a little bit. I think I have an appointment next week, but I don't think we're planning on cutting off too much. Just going to like thin it out a little bit so it doesn't get all poofy. Yeah. We'll see.
The concept of thinning out hair is so
I know.
Crazy to me.
I've been doing that for a long time. You're like, we'll just thin that out, but all right, that'll be fine.
I think I was genetically predisposed to be bald, but anyone my age may remember... they had these things. I'm sure it was Ronco, and they were a triangle about yay big, and they were combs. And in the comb was a blade.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was they would comb your hair and it would cut your hair. And I was afraid of my mom and dad. I would fight them. I would run from them when it was time to cut my hair with those things because it would literally just pull your hair out by the follicle. It was awful.
So what didn't work is what you're saying.
Didn't work at all.
There's always been these weird contraptions to try things like that. You ever seen the vacuum cleaner one?
Flobee.
Flobee? Yeah,
Flobee. B?
It's either V or B. It's one of them.
Yeah.
Who cut your hair when you were a kid?
A couple different people.
You went to a place.
Yeah, we would go to a place.
Yeah, we did too.
Fancy schmancy.
We went to, I forget the name of the place, but it was all ladies. And I was like the only, you know, like you're a boy and you're like, why am I all the place with all the ladies? Why isn't there a barber around?
I did both.
But they were nice though. They were always really nice to us. And I think I kept going there till I was like 18.
I went to Hans Barbershop.
Diane, that was her name. Diane. She cut my hair for like 15
years.
God,
you scared me.
Yeah, sorry.
I hate when people yell Diane at me.
Diane!
He did it again. So I went to the barbershop in downtown Wood River. And it was the most classic thing you could imagine, like 12 guys sitting there, a Coke machine, like bottles that would go ka-chunk when you put your quarter in, and three barbers and the whole Magilla, right? And I had a math teacher who I now know was grooming me.
Oh?
Yeah. He was super, super weird. He had a HVAC business in the off season. And he would pay boys $5 to work for him back when the minimum wage was like $2.87, $10 if you worked shirtless. Mm. So, and he loved to arm wrestle me.
How did nobody catch on to that?
Oh, they did. Okay. It was just the 70s.
That's a good point.
So yeah. I was sitting in the barbershop and my dad left, got his haircut, left to like go shopping somewhere. And that guy walked in and he was making a beeline for me. And there was a guy next to me who looked like a Hoosier version of Reacher. He was like big, 6'5", brawny, big black beard. And I turned to him and I said, this guy is my teacher and he is weird with me. Pretend you're my dad. And he just squared up, didn't stand up, but squared up and stared the guy down and he walked out. How about that? How about that even having to happen, but then it actually happening and the guy in true like 1976 style just stood up for me?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
I think a lot of people would still do that.
Yeah, I think so too.
But that's still very cool, man. You can't sit back on that one.
Yeah. Man, I swear, in my junior high, that was prevalent. And just there just wasn't protections. And maybe people just didn't even think it could happen
I think, you know, when we look at these things through a now lens, pretty much everything 1990s and before was a lack of awareness of things.
Man.
Because there's no internet. It's not like it was on every newspaper like, hey, look out for this.
Yeah, there were male teachers messing with girls and male teachers trying to mess with boys. And we all knew it. We all knew exactly who a predator was and who they weren't. 423 DGS. Oh, hey, I have a new fear.
What's that?
Avalanches.
Oh.
That's a fair one.
Big problem. Holy in St. Louis.
Crap.
Yeah, so you're probably safe here, but...
Jeez. They say that when you're covered by an avalanche, you have no way of knowing which way is up.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, you have no idea whether you're upside down or you're... Yeah. No fun. Do not want that. And what's crazy, like, I see these videos. I mean, I'm fascinated by the videos of them.
Yeah.
Right? And there's one famous one that's from not that long ago where these people are standing there videoing and they're, like, across the gorge.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not moving. And everybody's like, guys, we need to move, man. This is coming. It's coming. And it gets there so fast. It's, like, unbelievable how fast that moved.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like anything. That's the point, right? You're looking at it. It's, like, billowy cloud. And it does. Ah, that can't hurt you. Well, yeah. You know, good luck with that.
I don't think I'd go to Hidden Valley.
You think those could be called snow haboobs?
Nice. Rach, you're going to be a healthy queen in 2025?
Man, that's my goal.
What's that look like?
Making every choice different than the choices I currently make. So
solid. Just that? That's all?
Well,
Costanza rule?
Well, I'm always like, I'm going to lose a little weight. And then I don't change any of my habits. And then I'm like, why haven't I lost any weight yet? It's like, well, that's just, you got to eat a salad every once in a while. You can't keep getting the dipping burritos from Taco Bell. Maybe put those aside and make a healthier choice. So I'm currently in the process of shifting my mindset. I'm almost completely there. Today at lunch, I had a salad. I don't know if anyone noticed, or the fact that I commented on the salad about 5,000 times.
Yes.
So I was like, you know what? This ain't bad.
This is pretty good. Mm-hmm. I like this salad, you guys.
But no.
This lettuce is good. I like lettuce, too, when it's got a lot of meat and cheese and this dressing on it.
My problem is, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, food is an event for me.
Yeah.
And I don't know if people online are like this or if they're the opposite. Like, Wheeler loves leftovers.
Yeah.
You will cook to have leftovers.
Oh, and I'll make them different, too. We're going to make something out of it new every time.
I loathe leftovers.
Mm.
And I ordered chicken teriyaki from a Japanese place this week. And I'm like, damn it, I'm going to try this. So I had the leftovers for dinner. Please. What a waste.
See, I'm like, yay, I get to have that again. I really like that dish.
I know.
Yeah.
I have more waiting for me. Yum.
Do you just microwave it?
Yeah, I'm not like you. I'm not going to like use the oven and the air fryer and wizards and gnomes. Like,
yeah.
No, I know I could make it better, but I'm just like, 30 seconds, beep, beep, here we go.
I get you. That's probably why you don't like it. It's like pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza in a frying pan, dude. It's like it's like you just got it from the restaurant.
Yeah, I'm not like you people.
So good.
Dave's got, who does the song? We're not. Oh, no, the Kendrick. You're doing Kendrick Lamar.
Not like us.
You're not like us. Gar's asking, hey, Dave, do you select which hour of today's show comes on the Best of DGS at 10 p.m. tonight? Gar, I didn't know we had a Best of at 10 p.m. tonight.
Yeah. I guess Andrew chooses that.
It's above my pay grade.
Yeah, yeah. That's no, on.
I know they're not paying me for it.
That's on 1 hour after the Gas House Gang ends at night.
Mm-hmm.
So nice. 8 o'clock for the Gas House, 10 o'clock for us.
I like the Gas House.
Back to my healthy queen thing, though.
Yes.
It's just such a big duh that it's like, if you want to see a change, you have to make a change. But I'm so daft sometimes that I'm like, why isn't it working? I have the intention to be better.
I made this decision.
Exactly.
Weeks ago.
It's like, my mind is made up, so why isn't it happening?
Yeah.
It's such a huge duh. But I can't be the only person out there who struggles with that. And it's not just about
every
like,
person
being fit or whatever. It's just about you ruminate on something and then you think that's good enough and it's not. You have to take action. And it's such like a huge lesson in life. But I don't know.
I'm probably not supposed to say this, because it'll be sexist or ageist or something.
Okay.
But you are young enough and fit enough that you should enjoy this. Like, don't fall into Dave land where you're constantly ruminating about something.
I'm not.
You look great and you're young and this time of life you should just be enjoying
it. And it's not about like, oh, I need to be skinnier. I'm in my 30s now. I want to take care of myself. I want to be as healthy as possible. But you can't just say that. You have to actually make the steps to do it. So that's my goal, is to just be healthier and eat cleaner so that my health stays, you know, good for as long as it possibly can. It's not about like wanting to look a certain way necessarily.
Yeah. Just wait till you're 60 and things start falling off. 437 DGS. Gorgeous evening out there. Enjoy it. You want to hear one of my Dave's a bad guy things?
Yeah.
Last night I was watching TikTok and it never happened before. I promise you I didn't search it. It just came up. But it must have been a cadaver lab because I'm doing a lot of medical stuff, right?
Well, you're a doctor.
I'm a doctor. It's part of the job. And so there's this dead person. They didn't show the guy's face, but they showed his naked body. Like they turned him around and laid him on his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this amazing thing happening. Another human who's died and in a cadaver lab. You know what I thought? Man, that guy's got a flat ass. And since he was about my age-ish, I thought, I wonder if my ass looks like that. So I was trying to look at my ass in the mirror, which is hard to do.
It's not easy unless you have like multiple mirrors.
No, you can maybe get like a side view, which isn't ideal.
No, if you're trying to check for flatness, it might be ideal.
But that was my thought. I was like, my God, he has no ass at all.
a fate worse than death.
Yeah, the poor guy's a corpse.
We had a teammate in college who was super skinny, like ridiculous. Like he was straight. Like he was just straight down. Mm-hmm. Like his shoulders and his hips were the same width. He was straight, skinny. And one of the other guys used to mess with him all the time. He's like, dude, did you call the police? He's like, what are you talking about? He goes, somebody stole your ass.
That's great. Like 10 years ago. So I'm 50. It's, you know, old enough to have a flat ass. But I've always had a dunk, man. I've always had a fly girl butt.
Yeah.
And I spilled coffee on me, and it gave me like a third degree burn. It was terrible. I had to, I changed the dressings and all that stuff. And Nick, who's my boy, he was over. And I'm like, hey, can you help me? You know, it's like, I just can't quite reach this night. He's like, I got you, Dad. And so he was helping me to change the dressing, and my butt was out. And he goes, my God. And I'm like, I know, right? Like, that's a bad burn. He goes, no, your ass is so saggy. It really hurt.
I mean, look, you got to work hard to keep that butt from getting flat. Like you got to do a lot of squats. You got to, or you got to be like skating or running all the time.
I don't want that for me.
No, I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy, man. Used to have catcher butt. I don't have that anymore. You're just squatting all the time. That's all you do. And you're like, well, that's not there anymore. Just be able to set a drink up there.
Oh yeah.
And it wouldn't fall over.
When I was at the Florida relays, I was really tan because I had been in Florida for a week before that. And I was wearing, back then we used to wear biker shorts to run in. So they are like Lycra. And I had my hoodie up and I was kind of jogging up the stairs. There was a group of guys and they started catcalling me.
Uh-oh.
Because they thought I was a hot woman with a big ass. And then I turned around. They're like, oh, sorry, sir.
The guy's got a beard. Interesting.
How the mighty have fallen.
It's like, hey, baby. Dave's like, who you calling baby?
So Nick says that to you 10 years ago, and you're like, I'll have you know.
I'll have you know.
I've been catcalled over this thing.
And I remember this. The way a guy's supposed to react if a bunch of guys catcall you is like, all right, who am I fighting first? And I was like, oh, tee hee.
Yeah. Dave's like, I'm going to drop my hanky.
I had to protest too much.
Somebody pick that up for me.
Well, well.
It's just nice to be noticed, you know?
Yeah. It is nice to be noticed.
Yeah. I mean, why would you get mad about that?
Right.
I mean,
oh, you thought I was a beautiful woman. Ugh.
I mean,
what's
whatever.
Your problem?
When you say it that way.
You like what you saw.
You like the goods?
Yeah.
Yeah.